How can we honor significant Maryland women who may not show up in our history books? The Maryland Women's Heritage Center offers one example with its Unsung Heroines exhibit. The center is an outgrowth of the Maryland Women's History Project that began in 1980 as a collaboration between the Maryland Commission for Women and the Maryland State Department of Education. Executive Director Diana Bailey tells us more about the exhibit.
At the Maryland Women's Heritage Center, or MWHC, we promote equality by recognizing and documenting contributions of Maryland women. We're paying homage to less famous women with our Unsung Heroines exhibit. Women featured in this exhibit have sustained our families, taught or volunteered in our schools, worked for social justice, and shaped our communities, often behind the scenes, serving anonymously without recognition or praise. Our staff designed the exhibit to simply recognize women nominated by a family member, colleague, or mentor. Individuals have the opportunity to submit a name and a short story of any woman in Maryland they deem an unsung heroine. When their submission is approved, it will be added to our website, and the heroine or her family will be sent a certificate of recognition for her contributions. Small, colorful plexiglass plaques of each unsung heroine hang in windows at the Heritage Center and move gently in the airflow. Entries submitted recently are placed into a tabletop display for visitors to read. A short statement from their nomination is attached on the plaque, and most of the submitted unsung heroines are also posted on our website. Winifred Helms gave us the first definition of unsung heroines in her book, Notable Maryland Women. This description was adapted somewhat for today's realities. It was then published in a book by one of our board members, Carolyn Stegman, entitled Women of Achievement in Maryland History. Part of that description reads as follows, quote, "Beyond the notable Maryland women are the unsung heroines, your mother, grandmother, sister, aunt, daughter, neighbor, and friend. Their partnership in building our communities and strengths in building our families has often gone unrecognized and unpraised. Yet, without each heroine, there would have been no state of Maryland, no country, and no America." The Unsung Heroine exhibit and nomination process was established by two educators who also served as docents at the Maryland Women's Heritage Center. Some of the unsung heroines include Bessie Baker, a World War I nurse who led 64 Johns Hopkins nurses from Baltimore to care for soldiers in France. Grandmother Edna Lawrence. Lawrence is also a Maryland Women's Heritage Center docent, as well as a Baltimore griot storyteller who tells the story of Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, and many other voices who had critical stories to share with youth and adults. Loretta Gubernatis, a Maryland Women's Heritage Center volunteer, who serves as our video producer. She captures many women's stories and contributions. And Jerdine Nolan, who is an educator, writer, and children's book author highlighting multicultural themes and people. We believe that by adding more examples of women, we can honor our past and more fully educate all of our youth to envision their greater possibilities and shape a more inclusive future for all.
The Maryland Women's Heritage Center sponsors a special prize at Maryland History Day, a program of Maryland Humanities. Learn more about the Maryland Women's Heritage Center at mdwomensheritagecenter.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.